Everyone is affected by it, both the employees and the employers who are impacted by mental illness.
Meet Dan Lukasik of Lancaster, an attorney. He's a well-known expert and has been widely featured across the nation after he created his own support group called Lawyers with Depression. 15 years ago, Lukasik was diagnosed with depression.
The rates of depression, anxiety, and other mental illnesses continues to rise. And I think it has something to do with stigma and people not getting treatment. We know people can't recover on their own. I think it also has to do with the kind of lifestyles we lead. You know, we're always on the go.
Lukasik will now oversee the Mental Health Association's Mindset Program. It's an on-site workplace program helping businesses with one-hour seminars or 12-week intensive workshops. The Health Association can also customize programs to meet specific workplace needs.
Educating both the employees and the employers, and then setting up strategies where you have a healthy climate where these issues can be talked about. There's no shaming. There's a sense of hope.
Often employees hide mental illness to their employer. But the Mindset programs are designed to help businesses create mentally healthy workplaces and employees.
What we're trying to encourage is that a lot of reasons why people do not get help, and as many as 60% of people with mental illness issues or problems do not get help, is because of stigma. And that stigma can exist outside the workplace, but for much of the time, for many years, it's also existed within the workplace.
Lukasik tells WBFO News breaking the stigma of mental health will be key to helping employers and employees deal with the issue head on.
And we know now that it costs the U.S. economy just billions and billions of dollars in lost productivity and healthcare costs because of mental illness problems in the workplace, including depression, anxiety, bipolarism.
Dan, what's your best advice to all of us out there that we can help break the stigma?
I think the best advice I have is we tend to think of people as broken, people with depression as broken or hapless, or we feel sorry for them. That's not what a person with depression really wants from other people. They want someone to listen. They want someone to care. I often say that some of the finest people I've met in my life are people who struggle with these issues, and I think of them as my heroes. These are people who overcome tremendous obstacles with their mental health and get up every day, put on their work boots, go to work, support their families, are good parents.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.